In the beginning of Parashas Nitzavim is a dramatic one. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulcham Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Rasheichem Shemteichem Siknechem Veshotreichem Kol Yish Yisrael. What I'd like to try to do very briefly is to explicate the term Nitzavim and to explain how it has dual significance in this context. So as the Ramban notes, the term isn't just a synonym for Amida, but he says, Shatem omdim mizumanim lifnei Hashem kedei lambo bivriso. Or his Targum says, Atun kayomin. The term nitzavim means not just physically present, but present for a particular purpose. And again, that could be positive or negative. Certainly in this case, it's extremely positive, as the Ramban says. It's a Kabbalah Satorah, it's a reenactment of Har Sinai. He's open to the possibility, striking as it is, that there may be Avodah Sadam, like we read in Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmos Berek Chav Dalet, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Hadam, Zarak Al Ha'am, Zarak Al HaMizbeach. So all of these things, right, connote obviously a very positive ma'amad, but the fact is that there we have Vidasan Vaviram, Yatsu Nitzavim, as Rashi says, Bekomaz Kufa, with a very particular intent, right, L'charef U'L'gadef. Or, you know, Vinei Hashem, Nitzav Alav, Ayomar, Ani Hashem, Elokei Avraham Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak, right, the Chalom of Yaakov Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't only Omed on the Sulam, right, but he's Nitzav for a particular message that he wants to communicate to Yaakov Avinu. Or, you know, Vayisatzav, Malach Hashem, Baderech, Lesatano, Vehu Rochev Alasvano, Vushnei Na'ar Avimo, by Bilam. Right, that the Malach is there with a very particular mission. So here, Klal Yisrael, on Yom Acharon Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, so the Jewish people were gathered with a very particular purpose, La'avrecha b'ris Hashem Elokecha v'alaso, Asher Hashem Elokecha koreis imcha hayom. So that's sort of one side of the equation. Is the biur of Nitzavim is Amida Mizumenes, as the Ramban says, with a very particular tila. So that's the way that words should be interpreted, I believe, B'chol HaTorah Kula, the examples that we listed. But Me'idach Gisa, it's not only about the people and what's about to happen, but it's also about the Parnas Hador, it's also about the departing leader, about Moshe Rabbeinu. And as Rashi notes, after he goes through his initial interpretation, Dvar Acher Atem Nitzavim Lefisha Hayu Yisrael Yotzin Miparnas Leparnas Miyoshel Yeshua Lefichach Asa Osa Matzeva Kedei Lezarzim V'chein Asa Yeshua V'chein Asa Shmuel Hisyatzvu V'yishavta Eschem K'sheyatzu Miyado V'yinichnesu Liyado Shulshal. Part of this Nitzavim, the Rashi notes, is kind of, right, a din prati, not from the perspective of the am being prepared, but one of the requirements of the Parnas Hador, that as he is exiting, it is incumbent upon him to form this ma'amad, asa osa matseva, atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, to formally transfer, right, the leadership of the Jewish people over to Yeshua. And of course, to Lazarzam b'mitzvos, and that became a paradigm, as we see here, for Yeshua and for Shmuel, etc. So, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem connotes the readiness of the people to accept the bris, on the one hand, right? Their intentionality at this moment, right? Omdin Mizumanim, you quote from the language of the Ramban. And Me'idach, it also connotes the accountability and the responsibility of the Parnas Hador, that a Parnas simply doesn't walk away, right? But the idea is, every Parnas Hador, as the leader of what the Rav would have called the covenantal community in that generation, has to gather them, b'matzeva, and to formally transfer them to the next generation, and to state in unequivocal terms what their mission is, in terms of carrying out the Torah, right? In terms of making it clear that that is, of course, the cause to which they devoted their lives and careers, and it is their expectation that it would be carried forward into another generation. So again, we have here two dinim. One of them is the term Nitzavim connoting an Amida Mizumenes for a particular purpose, And then, of course, the din that relates to the Parnas Hador, Moshe Rabbeinu created the paradigm for all of this, that before they exit stage right, to gather the Jewish people together formally as a tzibur, to charge that tzibur, and then to transmit the leadership of that tzibur to the next generation.